I guess they had to make them that big so they wouldn't be so stuffy in the summer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, they raised, I think, 10, 12 children.
Had to have a lot of room.
Had to have a lot of room. So there's 8 boys and 2 girls, or there's 10 of them. No, 3 girls, 11 of them.
You mentioned that you had fireplaces in your homestead. Do you have any in this house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use them to actually?
Yeah.
Talking about a fireplace, what do you call that area right in front of a fireplace?
Hearth.
What is that used for?
That's to keep the coals or anything running out there because you throw a fire. Now, my grate, I use coal. I got the coals because, yes, when we get up here in the wintertime, the bathroom, if it's bad cold, gets around 0 weather, we leave the heater on right low in the bathroom, and the house is still warm next morning. Of course, I got it insulated. And you can go in there now, it's still cool and living. Oh, now insulated, and the heat hadn't got to it. And, it don't take none of the heat. And we got an 18-inch grate up there in the living room. We use the whole house. Okay, we built it for the grandkids to slide and do what they want to.
Right.
We fire that thing up, and that's all the heat we need during the day. We use that coal out there. And what it is, it ventilates the house, and it never gets stuffy. And we just like it. We just it's old-fashioned, you might say. But we never have bad coal or nothing like that.
It sounds real practical.
And so we know the winter never sweats or nothing. You ain't got no moisture in the house or nothing. And so it don't, it takes 2 of them buckets right there, the old grease buckets full of coal a day to fire that grate. And 2 35-pound buckets are what they actually are. And I buy a load of coal about every 2 or 3 years. I just buy it from Sargent, Alabama over there. CC been buying coal from them, I guess, 30 some odd years.
Is that right? What about the price of coal? Has that been anything else?
Yeah, I went from $8 to $35 a ton.
Goodness.
$8 to $35 a ton.
Over what period of time?
I'd say 25 years.
What do you call those things in a fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Fire dogs.
You ever heard those called anything else?
Fire dogs? No. I never. It's always been fire dogs. Ever since we had them all my life, up till I quit burning wood. Our prince got set down there in his, in his chimney. He got a big chimney there. He just uses it once in a while. And just see all that wood stacked. Oh, you can't hardly see it. See it stacked right out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he do. In other words, he built a fire in that fireplace set back there. And he's dead.
I imagine that's nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
Kind of cozy.
Yeah, they leave him alone long enough. In other words, you was talking about schooling.
Oh, yeah.